Lakeside Rental Spotlight, Winter Gardens and East County's Rising Rents. Neighborhood read, Winter Gardens in Lakeside sits in a more complex spot safety-wise. One data source estimates a total crime rate of about 2,482 per 100,000, slightly below California's average of 2,564, but about 17% above the U.S. average of 2,119. Violent crime runs about 31% above the national average. A second source grades violent crime around B- and property crime around a minus, suggesting mid-level risk, not the worst in the region but higher than Granite Hills or Carlton Hills. The vibe is working and middle-class residential, modest single-family homes, some small rentals, a transitional suburban feel between rural Lakeside and the denser parts of El Cajon and Santee. Residents describe it as basic and car-dependent. Fine for the right person, just go in with clear eyes. Zillow pegs the typical Lakeside rent at $2,339 per month, up a sharp 5.7% year-over-year, the fastest rent growth of any city in this group. Realtor.com doesn't publish rent data for Lakeside, so Zillow is the only benchmark we have. Current rent cast listings are all apartments. No houses or ADUs surfaced in this poll. Keep checking, because Lakeside's more rural pockets do see house rentals come and go. What's live now? 12,345 Lakeshore Drive at $2,045 per month. 2-bed/2-bath, about 815 square feet. That's actually below Zillow's typical rent, which is rare and worth a look. 12,840 Mapleview Street at $2,200 per month, about 880 square feet. 10,127 Vine Street at $2,325 per month. And 12,001 Woodside Avenue at $2,350 per month, about 1,006 square feet. Named apartment complexes. Terrett Lakeside Apartments on Mapleview Street scores 4.2 stars from 121 reviews, that's a trustworthy rating. Woodside Apartments on Woodside Avenue comes in at 3.5 stars from 25 reviews. If a house or ADU with a garage opens up in Lakeside, that's your truck's home. Until then, Terrett Lakeside is the strongest fallback. Tap below for current availability and photos.